Hey everybody, it's Aaron Ramsey. Hope you're doing awesome. Well, I want to talk today about communication. And this has been on my mind a lot lately, and I think it's so important because communication in and of itself can solve so many things if it's done correctly, and if it's done regularly, and if it's done with transparency. It's such a good thing. It's good at home, in your personal life, it's good at work, in your business life. It's good in every area of your life to communicate and have transparency. Of course, transparency needs to be appropriate. You can't be transparent about something that you shouldn't be transparent about, for whatever reason. But I want to focus on one area of communication, I think, today that's been on my heart. And it's from the Speed of Trust book, which we're going through as an organization. And it's a In the Speed of Trust, it talks about 13 behaviors, and one of those behaviors is called righting a wrong. In other words, saying sorry. And the book talks about the importance of righting a wrong or saying sorry. And really it says, you know, you make things right when you're wrong. You apologize quickly. You make restitution where possible. And then on the back of this behavior, that it's a we have these cards, and on the back of the card it talks about the counterfeit. Like, okay, if I'm not saying sorry to somebody and I'm not doing that in the right way, there's a counterfeit behavior. And the counterfeit says that you fail to admit mistakes until you're forced to do so, or you are being humbled by circumstances instead of conscience. And so the right behavior is to just apologize quickly for something, to right whatever the wrong was, to make restitution if you need to make restitution. The counterfeit is you're not going to say sorry until you're forced or until a circumstance puts you in a place where you have no choice but to say sorry instead of saying sorry by your conscience. Now, in my life, you know, I think there's been times where I've held back on saying sorry. And in my gut, in my, like inside, I knew I needed to say sorry, you know. And I carry that with me. Sometimes it's been days, weeks, months, whatever, depending on the situation. But, you know, I've held on to something. And then finally when I go to that person and I just apologize, I'm really sorry I did this. I shouldn't have done that. The moment that I say sorry, I am like, there's like a freedom that happens in my life. Like that weight that I've been carrying is gone, and I just move forward, and I never think about it again. So I don't know who that's for today. I hope it's for somebody. But if you're holding on to something and you know inside you need to say sorry, you need to apologize. Maybe you need to make restitution. Maybe you hit somebody else's car on accident, and you knew you should have apologized, and you never did, and they didn't even know you hit them, but you know you need to tell them you're sorry, and you need to make that right. I would encourage you to say sorry, make restitution where possible, let that go out of your life so that you can move forward. So I hope it's an encouragement and a blessing to you today. And have a great day. Live a life of love. Bye-bye.